Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
It's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Fritschkant-Roth. Diana is a director of Economics 21, economics21.org. Tell us about Economics 21, Diana.
Economics 21 is the website of the Manhattan Institute.
And tell us what's in it. What's there?
It's our economics portal. It has original content every day. We have a staff of economists who work night and day putting up original content on our website.
Right. So check it out, folks. It's good. It's really good stuff. Diana, we've been talking about women in the workplace. First, we talked about the progress that's been made. Then you debunked, basically, the Department of Labor and other organizations' claim that women are paid 20% less than men in the job because they don't take all the factors into consideration when that is taken into consideration.
I should actually say it's not the Department of Labor's claim. The Department of Labor puts out data on averages with different groups.
But people pick that up, though. You know that. People pick that up as if it's as if it came from heaven.
People pick it up, but the Labor Department does not claim that. And in fact, I should say the Labor Department, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, does a great job of collecting these data, and they don't make any claims. And in fact, if you look at men and women...
But you know politicians pick this up, too.
Politicians pick it up, yeah.
And the media picks it up. It makes it sound like I, as an employer, are being mean to women.
That's right, yes.
That's the reason I'm offended by this. As an employer of men and women, it's as if I'm doing something, me and my other 26,000 fellow small business owners, surely some of you guys are doing something wrong, and it's not true. Now, what I want to do, though, you mentioned something last segment about flex time and how women choosing to be more flexible in their hours to take care of their families would wind up earning less. Well, the new overtime rules are going to hurt people who want to have flex time, isn't it?
Yes, because it means that you can't just take a couple of hours off without losing that money. So you can't just duck out to see, for example, your grandson's baseball game without losing money.
Or move those hours around without the employer paying overtime.
Exactly.
You know, so you could say, a grandmother could say, hey, boss, could I work 6 extra hours this week because next week I want to take off on Friday and go to see a ball game? If they asked me that, I'd say absolutely. But under this new Labor Department of overtime rules, if I did that, it would cost me overtime.
Exactly, yeah. You would have to pay that employee overtime.
For that week that she worked over, and she would get less... She would get less because, but anyway, that would be, it'd be good for her, but it'd be bad for the employer. And employers are not going to do that, so it's going to hurt women disproportionately, I think. What do you think?
Definitely, yes, yes. And also it means there's just less flexibility in the workplace overall. And also people like to be on salary. So up to now, in fact, up to December 1st, if you work... If you earn about $24,000 or less, you have to be paid overtime in exchange for time worked if you meet certain conditions. Even if you're a white collar worker, that ceiling goes up to $47,000 as of December 1st.
Well, here's the thing that's interesting to me, Diana. As you know, for decades now, progressives have been beating up companies to provide flex time, especially for women. They actually would say that. Flex time so women could be more compatible with the family schedule.
Right, and even now, the White House. It's on the White House website.
Yes, yes. And now the new Department of Labor regulation, the new overtime, is going to basically gut that part of their effort, isn't it? How ironic that they're doing it to themselves.
Yes, yes, exactly. No, that's
so
right.
Last thoughts on this. I got 40 seconds.
Well, it's really important for our economy to offer a broad variety of jobs, Employers want to do that, and it's really unfortunate that the Labor Department is standing in the way in this case, and the next administration should roll back these onerous overtime rules, which are extremely costly on employers and do not benefit employees.
Well, remember, it's all about control, folks. With the current situation, the government has no control, very limited control, over my relationship with my employees. When this new regulation goes into effect January 1, the government will have control over that, and that's what they want. That's the whole issue. It's the same thing with Obamacare. Obamacare was never about medical reform. It was all about control. Donna Furchtgott-Roth, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much for having me on, Jim. It's great to be on your show.
You're always welcome here. Diana Furchtgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Diana joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.